Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If your skin begins turning orange, you may feel like the star of a sci-fi flick, but there's most likely a more down-to-earth explanation. Red, orange, and yellow fruits and vegetables often get their color from a pigment called beta-carotene, which our bodies also happen to use to make vitamin A, which is one of the essential vitamins for human health. That means it's a vitamin that our bodies need in order to function properly, but our bodies can't produce it on their own. We need to eat particular foods to help out. Vitamin A is involved in all sorts of important bodily processes. It's a component in one of the proteins that make our eyes work. It helps our immune system function, and it supports cell growth in organs like the heart, lungs, and kidneys. Lucky for us, carrots, cantaloupe, apricots, mangoes, oranges, pumpkin, squash, sweet potatoes, and other red-orange foods can be chock-full of beta-carotene. So chock-full, in fact, that when eaten in large amounts, they can sometimes cause people to develop an orange skin tone. What happens here is that eating an excessive amount of foods containing beta-carotene can cause an overabundance of this pigment in the bloodstream, which in turn builds up in the areas of the body with thicker skin, hands, knees, elbows, feet, and the folds around the nose, and produces there a visible orangish hue. This is called keratinemia, and while the condition is more visible on people who have light-colored skin, people of any skin color can be affected. Keratinemia isn't terribly common, even for people who are fruit and vegetable enthusiasts. It's usually the result of a restricted diet that includes large quantities of some specific fruit or vegetable that's high in beta-carotene. There are hundreds of different carotenoid pigments aside from the common beta variant. They're actually named after carrots because the researcher who first identified these molecules was working with carrot juice. Credit for that goes to German pharmacist Heinrich Wilhelm Ferdinand Wackenroder in the 1830s. These pigments are also what's responsible for yellow and orange coloration in cultured butter and cheeses that haven't been dyed. That's because carotenoid pigments also occur in fresh grass. When a cow eats that grass, the pigments wind up in the cow's milk, locked away in fat molecules that get broken up when the milk is turned into butter or cheese, like cheddar. A large carrot has about 6 milligrams of beta-carotene. These 6 milligrams will convert to about 1,000 micrograms of vitamin A in the human body, which is a little bit more than the recommended daily intake. But even so, with about a 12-to-1 beta-carotene to vitamin A conversion rate, you'd need to eat 120 to 300 carrots per day for several weeks, assuming that that was your only source of the pigment, for it to start showing up in your skin. While orange, yellow, and red fruits and veggies are the primary cause of carotenemia, it can also be caused by foods of other colors. Just as beta-carotene is found in grass, it's also found in cabbage, spinach, kiwi, asparagus, and apples, just to name a few. But as long as you don't overdo it, eating produce that contains beta-carotene is great for you. A study published in the American Journal of Public Health in 2012 reported that eating just 2 extra portions of fruits and vegetables a day for 6 weeks caused a detectable change in skin tone, in that it produced a healthier glow. Today's episode is based on the article, "It's True, Eating Too Many Carrots Can Turn Your Skin Orange," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.